This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
All right, let's get to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
Good morning, individual.
Good morning, team.
Good morning, individual. I wanted to thank you guys there for being there for us, and I wanted to tell you happy Father's Day and all the fathers out there, how special my dad was to me, and how I still miss him, and just give up that person in your life and that father figure or coach or just a special thought and prayers this week. And I just want to give you a special thank you for being a great dad and have a good Father's Day. And one thing that I wanted to say, the other thing, I know we have a lot of listeners out there, and we are a family. Michaela's lost her engagement ring, and we've been praying and looking for a miracle. So it was a Kohl's. It was the last place she seen it, and went over Saturday, Sunday morning, and prayed and witnessed and asked for direction, and I feel like somebody's found it. So somebody knows and don't know what they picked up and how much it means. So if anybody out there's got an ear that somebody did discover one or want to, I would love that they would bless us in getting it back to her. I know it was just finding it, and I would have been excited about finding something myself. But that's the story behind that. The other thing I was going to mention, real briefly, because I do have a football question. Brother Ben, he's taking all the chemo he can take, and they're having to fly him to Dallas to experimental, and he's doing well, but his expenses and plane trip is not driving to Atlanta, and so he's flying him out there. And sometime coming up, I think August, we're going to try to do what we did before some way for him and try to gather all of their friends and family and Vol Nation together and do something. So that's coming up. I don't have the details on that. My football question is, and I get out of here, and I'm sorry if I'm rambling this morning, but I had a lot on my heart that I wanted to get across to you guys.
That's okay.
But football question, I seen back earlier, O.T. Rob got his ring, and I thought that was really special.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've got anything planned on the plus or on the show, but I would really love your input on that, how special that was, and just make a little note on that, him getting his Super Bowl ring. And I seen on the news, that's all I've seen of it, but if you got any input on that, I'd like to hear it. And again, happy Father's Day to you, brother. You're special.
Hey, thank you, Turkey Man. First, we hope that Michaela finds her engagement ring. And brother Ben, we know Ben has been fighting cancer for a couple years now, and whatever we can do to help, we are definitely open to doing that, because we think the world of Ben and you know, and his family, and want to help with his fight as much as we can there. As far as Swain Event Plus, yeah, T-Rob, T-Rob let me hold his ring yesterday, the 87 championship Super Bowl ring there with the Redskins, when he was a replacement player for a few weeks there, and they had the documentary The Year of the Scabs, and so T-Rob did get his Super Bowl ring, and he is helping with the Tennessee Legends youth football camp out there in Sevierville at Northview Academy. And so I got a chance to see him and talk to him yesterday. And there's several guys that I spoke to about participating in the Swain Event Plus and doing the players-only meeting. So Cedric Houston is probably going to be our next guy that we're going to sit down with and talk Arkansas really upset the state when he chose Tennessee over Arkansas. And so that's going to be a really good conversation. He has a cool story. Went to the New York Jets and, you know, stepped away from football. And now he's living in Texas. And so he is going to be someone that we talked to as well. Jonathan Hefney, Gerald Riggs. I got a chance to talk to Justin Harrell a little bit. You know, he was a first-round pick with the Packers and, you know, had injuries. And you got to have a little bit of luck on your side, too. If you're going to have a successful and long NFL career, you got to stay healthy. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's a physical game. Justin Harrell has several injuries, and he's a Tennessee guy. And he lives in Tennessee now, and so he was out there yesterday working with the defensive linemen. So, yeah, we'll have some really good folks here in the Swain Event Plus coming up. And we will be at the Smokies game as well this evening, and hopefully we'll be able to see Ben. But first,
no. Ben is excited about it.
But Turkey Man brought up something that I was going to talk about in this segment, and that is Father's Day. A very, very special day for families to recognize the sacrifice, the leadership, the love, the hard work that fathers put in to provide for their families. And as I sit here and think about Father's Day, it's been like this ever since I was 9 years old. It's always been a tough for me because, you know, I lost my father. But ever since 2008, when my first daughter was born, Father's Day has been different for me. You know, I've had a very sweet feeling about Father's Day, where before it used to be just bitter. And there's nothing that I take more pride in than being a father and helping mold the next Swain generation. And I know I don't have a boy, so you know that Swain generation may go away. But to being able to mold a daughter or a son or whatever, to prepare them to be successful in this life, and everything I didn't have, make sure they have it, and sacrificing and doing whatever I can to make sure that they have everything they need and make their road easier than the road that I had to travel. And I'm very, very appreciative for the road I travel. A lot of bumps, a lot of detours, but it is who we are today. And I'm very, very, very happy for that road. But Father's Day is a time where we only kind of highlight the fathers. And I want to just change a little bit of the narrative here. And I just want to encourage folks that may not have the best relationship with their fathers, who you know who your father is, but he's not in your life the way you want him to be for whatever reason. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe your mom and dad never got married. And whatever happened, your father's not around. Because you got to understand something. Your mom and dad had a life before you. And so whatever reason why you don't have a relationship that you would like with your father, let Father's Day weekend be the time that you reach out and you make that attempt. Because there's going to be a time when you're not going to even have that opportunity to do that. And he may not be here anymore. And so you can say that you attempted to reach out and build a relationship with your father. Let that be this weekend. I really encourage you to do that. You just never know.
I mean, in that situation, the worst that can happen is that you made the attempt, and you reached out, even if it ends up unsuccessful. Yep. I mean, that's the worst that could happen, and the best that could happen is you reconnect, have a really special thing happen in your life. So,
absolutely. And let me make another call to action to daddies out there, because there's a difference, I think, between daddies and fathers. And so daddies out there, baby daddies out there, that for whatever reason, you're not in your kid's life, And it could be your fault. It could not be your fault. You know, I know sometimes the lady can be spiteful and use the kids against you. That happens. But also, we got daddies out here that's not taking care of their business, and they need to be taking care of their business. So let this be the weekend where you make the effort to step up and be that father, because you are impacting a generation, multiple generations. Your kid needs you in their life, and if you're not, they're going to harbor all this will ill and all this anger, and it's going to affect how they raise their kids. And so let Father's Day be a day and a weekend where you just put it into action. Just get to work. So without a doubt, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are making it happen, that's doing it, that are raising kids that's not even theirs. The uncles, the granddads, the stepdads that are in the lives of children, and it's not even their kid, but you treat them as your own. So I just want to spend some time to highlight just those points when it comes to Father's Day. Very, very important. Now, we had Rachel Barber on last week, and she spoke about, you know, being a king and letting these young men know that they're born kings, and you have to remind them and let them know they have that potential. And Father's Day just really reminds me of Rachel's initiative. So let's treat this weekend as a weekend to truly make a change and to make a difference.
Yeah,
let's not talk about it. Let's be about it.
Big ups to my pops. He's been instrumental in my life. You always mention how mature I am for my age, and I wouldn't be as mature as I am without the help of my dad and his 22 years in the military. Really helped shape me and everything that I got to experience through moving around and experience different cultures and all that. And just in the past month, I've graduated, I've got engaged, I found a new apartment, which was a stressful situation to go through. But I could not have done it without my dad taking off work for 2-3 days at the beginning of this week to drive up to Knoxville and spend 2 days searching for apartments when I had to be at work. He was driving around Knoxville looking at apartments for me with my mom, and just little things like that to show their love and kindness is just so meaningful. And this is my second straight year not being able to go home for Father's Day. Last year was the first time not being able to spend Father's Day with my dad when he was actually in the country. So it's tough as you get older to kind of not be with your dad on Father's Day, but I just kind of, last year I got through it by thinking of all the wonderful memories that I have with my dad, and I know my dad is listening, so I'll be forever grateful to him and everything he's done for me.
Yeah, I've been myself also just incredibly blessed with a great father who was always there for me and did so much in my life and is one of the most instrumental people in getting me to where I am, where I was and where I will be. The more that I've, you know, lived and gotten out and talked to people and learned more about the world, I mean, you realize when you have a really good father, you have been truly blessed in a special way, because not everybody gets that privilege. There's a lot of people that don't. We had the caller yesterday who said he lost his father when he was young, and he had to have other people in his life that kind of took that spot and became very meaningful to him. And I'm just thankful every day for what I was given there with my dad. He's been too good to me. And so I echo everything that Jason's been saying, and let's make this Father's Day special.
Two quick points on Father's Day. Number one, I just want to say happy Father's Day to my great uncle who was my father. Who was my father, my mother. He was everything to me growing up and still is. And so just thank you to him. I know he's not listening, because I know he don't have a cell phone or listening on the computer down in Alabama, because there's no computer at the house.
Don't have internet.
We got internet, though, but that's about it. But the second thing I'll say, and then we'll move on, is We want to live the life we want to live, okay? You only get one life, right? You want to do the things you want to do, and that's great. And as a father, you have to be very smart in decisions that you make, because it can affect your family. And one decision that we make every single day, whether we know it or not, is how we treat our bodies. The best gift you can give your family as the man of the house and being a father is you being there as long as possible. That's the best gift you can give. Best gift you can give, man. So the decision that you make every single day, whether it's in a car, you're driving reckless, or you don't have your seatbelt on, or you know you're not supposed to be eating this because you have high cholesterol and you're on pills or whatever, the little small decision that you make, just understand that it can come with a price and it can affect your entire family. And so that's why I encourage you young men out here to take advantage of what Low T Center is offering you this month. June is Men's Health Awareness Month. Prostate level tests, testosterone tests, $50 this month. Give your family that gift of you being here as long as possible and you feeling as good as possible and you having energy to enjoy your family as much as possible. So I know it's not about sports in this segment, but fathers and identifying them and highlight them, I think, is more important than sports at this very moment. We'll get back to sports after we take a break. But men out here, do what you need to do to be in your kids' lives, in your wives' lives, in your family's lives as long as possible. And it's the daily disciplines that we are faced with. And that's, it ranges from wearing a seatbelt to the things you put in your body, any little thing. Just be aware of that. Let's be in our family's lives as long as possible. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, 850 AM, 100.9 FM. Rocky Top Sports, when we return, we'll talk about a local product that went off to a prep school, blew up a little bit, got a Tennessee offer, and he's a little hesitant about the Tennessee offer because Tennessee was a little late to the party. And there's a very good conversation on the other side about this topic. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Swain Event, Fueled by Data and Barbecue. Hour 3 in the Swain Event Studios is powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not
not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
We now return to the program. It's a Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center at lowtcenter.com. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee, Charlie Burrs, Jason Swain here. Thank you for continuing to join to stay with us here on the show and joining us here on the Swain event. Tennessee made a move with their coaching staff that really shocked a lot of Vol fans. And that move was letting go of Robert Gillespie, who had a lot of success with coaching running backs here. His running backs were very productive. One thing that was a weakness of Robert Gillespie was recruiting other positions at a high level. And that's just a fact. And Pruitt made that move to bring in Chris Winkie because Winkie, number one, has a better relationship with these group of coaches. Number two is Chris Winkie has a pipeline to the state of Florida when it comes to recruiting, especially to IMG and the IMG Academy. That's right there in Burlington, Florida. I remember when Coach Matt Lowe was at the King's Academy, which is right there in Seymour. And kind of a private school, really started that football program and did as much as he could there, and now he's at Powell. Well, he had a young player, that was an exchange student, or he had moved from Nigeria to Knoxville because he wanted to put himself in a position to go to school. His parents are actually still in Nigeria, and he was raised by a different family here in Tennessee. And he started blowing up, and he wanted to go and put himself in another position to compete and get more college scholarships. So he goes to IMG Academy. Well, his real parents are in Nigeria, but his Tennessee parents are right here in Knoxville, so he's back for the summer. And Tennessee invited him to work out and participate in their camp. So he did that, and they offered him, okay, they offered him a scholarship. And so he talks to 247 about that offer. And he said he didn't really plan to go to the camp, and that they contacted him and kind of wanted him to come and work out. So he said, okay, sure. and he works out, and boom, he gets the scholarship offer. This is not the first time we are seeing a recruit not be thrilled as much as you would want them to be from an offer from Tennessee, because Tennessee took a little bit longer than other schools to offer them. And you can kind of, you know, you can kind of sense it here in some of the quotes. And he says, don't get me wrong, I like Tennessee. I mean, I've visited that place like 10 times, and all through the time I've been in Knoxville, he's been to some games. He was at camp last year, and for his family, that's home. You know, that would make them happy to know I play for University of Tennessee, and it would make him happy too. He says, I want to go to a place where I'm considered a main priority. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is your time as a recruit. You should be selfish. This is about your future, your career. So you need to think about yourself right now. I never understood why fans thought that a recruit should be thinking about the team when this is his decision on where he should go, and he's finding the best fit for him that's going to affect him the next 50 years of his career. When you get to your team, you have to be a team player, no doubt about it. But this is a time where you have to be selfish, no doubt about it. And so no problem with him saying that he wants to go to a place where he's wanted. You always want to be in a place where you want it. So nothing wrong with that at all. He makes several references to them kind of being late. And this is not the first recruit that's felt like this. And I would just encourage, let me say his name first of all. Chris, y'all ready? I've been working on this. I've been working on this last name.
Tagovailoa?
No, it's not his name. I've been working on his name last night. Here we go. Lord Jesus, help me. Akpo Rogini. Akpo Rogini.
Can we just call him Popo?
Oh, we can call him Chris Akpo.
Chris A.
Let's just call him Chris.
But he's there at IMG Academy, and I do not want to disrespect this kid, because I understand when sometimes people may get my name wrong. I'm like, come on, man, it's not that hard. So not trying to disrespect this young man. His name is just really difficult. So Chris Akpo Rogini is what I'm getting from the name. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he is not doing backflips from a late offer because, hey, other schools have shown him love. So, as a recruit, here's something that you have to think about when you're picking the right school. Are you picking them for the right reasons? Are you picking a school that is the best place for you, regardless of when they offer you? Are you letting when they offer you impact making the right decision? Now, we have Aaron Beasley committed. Aaron Beasley is not one of the top-rated players in the country right now. But I'm telling you, when they go and do the rankings again and guys get reclassified and re-ranked, Beasley will be a high-ranked player. When that happens, he's going to get more offers. For Aaron Beasley, it may mean everything that Tennessee discovered him first. It may mean everything to Chris Akpo Rini that Florida, West Virginia, Kentucky, some of the other schools that offered him. We have an issue. We've had this dating back to Coach Former days, that we sometimes slow play our local kids. We didn't slow play K Mays or T Higgins, but we slow played Amari Rogers. We slow play Randall Cobb.
Dylan Jackson to an extent.
But
you didn't do him right.
They were no. They, they didn't do him wrong. They were up front with him and told him that they wanted him at tackle, offense tackle. He did not want to play offense tackle. He wanted to play defensive line. And they were like, no, you're not going to be defensive end. So he went to Stanford. So that situation was not – I didn't think Butch handled that wrong at all. I thought that was on the up and up. But my question is, if you're a recruit – how much are you letting when a team offer you impact your decision? Are you more concerned with a team reaching out to you and offering you early, or offering you when you actually deserve the offer? When you actually deserve the offer and you get it, does that carry more weight than when you got the offer, when maybe you was not ready to get it previously? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. 865-255-03. I'll be right back.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help.
Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 91 and a low around 67. There is a 30% chance of showers tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 89 and a low around 69. A 50% chance of rain on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential.
JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Let's get to Brady here on the Swain Event Hotline, and that is brought to you by B-Drive Waterproofing. Brady, good morning.
What's up there, Jay Sway?
Hey, how you doing?
What's the pride of Huntsville, Alabama doing it on a hot day like today?
The pride of Huntsville is not, it is definitely not me. I would say Condridge, I would say Joey Kent, but I'm not going to even say them right now. I'm going to say, for recruiting purposes, it is Jaden Hill. For recruiting
man,
purposes.
You're the humblest person I know.
Yeah, man.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You were talking about this, we're slow walking a kid or whatnot in recruiting. Do you remember the show back in the 70s, the Good Times?
Good Times. Yes.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times. Yes, absolutely.
There we go. All right. Well, Good Times are back. If we're slow walking a local kid, unfortunately, we got to slow walk these guys. I mean, it's just going to happen.
It is. I don't have a problem with that. That's not, I'm not, I hope I didn't come across like I have a problem with that. I do not have a problem with that at all.
You didn't. I mean, the kid does. I mean, unfortunately, man, there's a term in battle they use. It's called collateral damage. And some Knoxville kids are going to get left behind this time. Because we're recruiting back like we're looking to go 152 and 52. We're looking to dominate a decade. And, unfortunately, I mean, kids in Knoxville, man, you can't always win 152 and 52 with a bunch of kids in Knoxville. You just can't do it, man.
No, that's right. And this young man has every reason to feel like he's feeling. Like he is not wrong.
Yeah.
Like you want to be, you want to be wanted. There's no doubt about it. I want to be wanted by the schools that are recruiting me. Don't just tell me you want me, but you don't show it. Here's my question, and I'm setting this up for this conversation. There's a fine line between wanting a school to show you love early and recognize that you can play for them. There's a fine line between that and blocking your blessings potentially because you let that get in the way of you going to the school you need to be going to.
Well, I wear a different hat. You were a player and you got recruited. I was a player, but nobody looked at me. Except the local convenience store, but that's another story. Here's the deal. Here's the real deal. You don't want to burn bridges in Tennessee, obviously. No. I mean, we've seen a coach do that. No. And so keep those relationships, keep a cordial. I mean, if this guy's on the radar, he's on the radar. He's a good player. He wouldn't be on the radar.
Yeah.
We don't shoot missiles at people that, don't deserve to get missile shot at. So, I mean, he's evidently a good player. So that is a fine line, man. And I got confidence in this staff that they're going to build relationships and build bridges and do the things you got to do. But you know what? Your head coach did the same thing, man, but he did it with tact. And with kid gloves, we'll say, because sometimes you got to do that, man. Sometimes you got to cut bait, but you got to cut it softly.
Yeah.
And maybe that's one of the deals, man. I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, this guy's going to—he's getting paid a lot of money to make those decisions.
That's right.
And I trust him, don't you, brother?
I do. I do trust him. I do, Brady. And
hey, what about let me ask you this, man, about the kid coming from Alabama, the transfer, and I know there's a big hoopla. He didn't start there.
Yeah, he's been an All-American.
But he's been through the strength and condition and everything like that. Where's he going? What is he, a center? I mean, I've seen center, guard, center, guard. I mean, is he a center? Is he a guard? Is he going to snap?
Center. Yeah,
center?
Yeah.
Well, dude, let me tell you something. Our best teams, and you know this, we've always been strong sitting at the center. I mean, mm-hmm. Bubba Miller, you name it. You just go back through the years, and we've always been strong right there.
Yeah.
That's the first guy that touches the ball, man.
That's right.
So, him and quarterback, dude, that's 1-2. Boom, boom.
That's
and
right.
then everything else develops from it. Hey, Jay Sway, it's been awesome talking to you, man. Thanks for calling my show. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it, man.
I hate to correct you, Swain. Lamonte Turner is the pride and soul of Huntsville, Alabama.
It's true.
We already have him, so we don't need to suck up to him. Jaden Hill is the pride and joy. Just like Trey Smith, we changed the name from Jackson to Trey Smith, Tennessee, because we're trying to get him. Now it's just Jackson again.
After that shot to beat Kentucky – I will forever suck up to Lamonte Turner.
Hey, it is Jaden Hill, Alabama right now.
You mean Jaden Smith?
No, Jaden Hill. He's not Jaden Smith. So here's what Chris Akprogini.
Just roll it and slur it and say it real fast.
There we go. This is what he said, though, about Tennessee offer. And please do not take this – like the wrong way, folks. Do not take this like this young man is wrong for feeling this way. He is not wrong. I'm telling you, he is 100% correct in feeling this way right now. There's nothing wrong with this, okay? But he says, for my family, it's huge for them. But I kind of think they're joining the race. I don't know. They're late, you know? They're late in the race and that kind of stuff. And he says they'll have something really good, something that will be really, really they really need to convince me to come in because they're joining in late. But for me, I went there, worked, and just go dominate and just do my thing. And they'll have to convince my family to get me there. So, cool. Like, hey, man, that's cool. If they really want you, they should be willing to show you that they want you. They should be. They should be willing to do this 100%. I understand that. He should feel like this because he's right here in our backyard. But there's a fine line. Man, this staff wasn't here yet. You were right here. You had a staff before. This is a whole different staff. And I would not want to be awarded for something until I was ready. If I said that I'm not coming to Tennessee because they were not on me first, I probably would have blocked my blessing.
Yeah.
You can't look at it that way.
It's like the kid from Memphis that's committed to Georgia who's upset because Butch Jones didn't pay him enough attention when he visited Tennessee. What does that have to do with Jeremy Pruitt?
If he has a better relationship with Georgia, he feels more comfortable there. I understand that.
Yes,
that's a really good reason to want to go to a school. But if you blaming Pruitt and company for what Butch Jones did, that's not fair
at all.
And so, I understand these young men. In that moment, man, you want people that believe in you. I understand that. But doesn't it mean something that you've worked hard, you've improved, and now a school is showing you that attention? If Alabama or Ohio State was recruiting a kid for a year but didn't offer him and then comes in and says, okay, we've seen you've gotten faster, you've gotten bigger, you've gotten stronger, we now want to offer you a scholarship, how silly would that kid be if he's like, no, I don't want to go to a place where they have, you know, this championship culture and these coaches have helped dozens of players get to the NFL because they were not on me 6 months ago. Well, you wasn't the same player 6 months ago.
Is it too much to ask for that perspective from a kid, though? And I mean that like
no.
You're in high school, you're 17, 18, whatever this kid may be, And I mean, almost, is it too much to ask for them to have a really smart, a little more mature perspective like that?
Well, it takes, and here's the thing, it takes people in your corner that have been through this stuff. You have to understand that most recruits, their parents, this is their first time going through it.
It's not, blind leading the blind.
Not all of the parents even like sports. My great uncle didn't even like sports, but he went to every game because it was important to me. So he didn't know what to ask, what to say to me about the recruiting process, what advice to give me. He didn't give me any advice. He just told me, if you say something, do it. Along with my high school coach, if you commit, that's where you're going, because commitment means something there. And so here's a family that's taking this young man in from Nigeria. They might not understand the recruiting process. It takes high school coaches. It takes other people around them. And if I had a son in this particular situation, I would say, son, don't worry about that. Don't let that be the reason why you pick a school. Is it important? Yes. But don't let that be the sole reason. You get the offer when you're ready. There's an old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
I mean, you have to earn the scholarship.
Yes. And so if I'm looking at a place, and I'm not saying Tennessee is on Ohio State's, Alabama's level, but what if Tennessee is the right place for you? Are you going to let the fact that Tennessee didn't offer you the day Pruitt walked in the door get in the way of you going to Tennessee, where you are close to your family, where you have a defensive staff that's really, really good, and that you do have some really good players that's coming in that's going to not only help you raise your game because you're going to compete, but you may develop some really cool relationships that may help you after football. This is one thing I look at with recruiting, and I look at these young men, and they are so concerned with people that are with them from day one. I'm only, and that's a cultural thing. I'm only, my day ones, no new friends. And I think that's silly, because don't let that get in the way of you making the right decision. Okay, Tennessee wasn't on you early, but maybe you wasn't ready then. You see offers go out all the time to kids, and they're not committable offers. What's the point of offering a kid if they can't commit? What's the point of offering something to someone but they can't take it? It's stupid. Here, Charlie, I want to offer you this pen.
Okay.
Nah, man, but you can't take it. Nah, you can't have it, though. What was the point of that? What's the point of me offering something if I can't take it? So don't get caught up in these offers, because if they ain't gonna take you right then, it means nothing. Embrace the process and major in the majors. The major is improving it each and every day. Worry about getting better. There's so many kids out here, all they care about is counting offer. Blessed to tell y'all that I got my 25th offer. Who gives a damn? You can only go to one school. Focus on getting better every day. That's what matters, because whatever school you go to, you need to make sure that you're prepared. Because if you focus all your time on offers instead of the work, when you get to your school, you're not going to play because you're not going to be ready. And that's just the truth. I hope that at the end of the day, this young man makes the best decision for him, whether it's Tennessee or not. But I just don't want these young men to block their blessings because they're putting too much weight in when a school offered them. When a school offered them. Dude, what if Kentucky offered you early, but the offensive line coach stunk? Well, I mean, what if that happens? Or that coach who offered you, what if he's a bad coach, but he offered you early? Well, he offered you early because he don't know how to evaluate properly. And you go there, and then you get mismanaged. You're not coached up properly. But you go there just because they offered you early. Or you say, hey, Sam Pittman, Will Friend, some of the better offensive line coaches in the country, they say they want to see more from me. They want to see me get stronger. They want to see my footwork improve. So I'm working on that. And then you get that offer from Georgia or Tennessee. Whether it's early or late, that should hold weight more because you know that coach is going to get you better. That should be what's more important than anything else, is my point. All right, so a linebacker is making a trip from the West Coast to the Dirty South, and that is Henry To'oto'o.
Henry To'oto'o.
We need to get – where's, like,
Chris Smith? Can we just get a
– No.
You know?
A Joshua Dobbs.
This kid's name is it has two apostrophes in it. But this To'oto'o.
This means we are recruiting ballers, though.
That's true.
Between Lakia Henry, Talia Tagovailoa, the recruit that I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name that you were just talking about, yeah. And then this one. It just means we are recruiting ballers. Remember the defensive tackle from Washington who was a manimal and he had like 99 names?
Yeah.
Vita Vea is his shortened name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
we want guys like him.
I want guys that look like the 30. So
yes. I saw somebody tweet at you about the kid from Georgia that committed over the weekend. His name's slipping my
Beasley?
Mind. Beasley. Aaron Beasley. Look, somebody told you that he looks like he was selling him a car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He fits the
He's Swain, a car salesman.
He fits the Swain Event recruiting profile, which is something that I've been thinking about making. We need a Swain Event recruiting profile checklist of things to look for when we are looking at recruits.
Does he have facial hair?
That's something that we need to do and put on SwainEvent.com.
We do.
That would be awesome. We got a few minutes left in the show, so I want to touch on a little bit of recruiting here before we wrap up today. 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. So Henry To'oto'o is one of the best linebackers in the country, okay? And he's in California. He is going to make a visit here to the Dirty South and make a visit to Tennessee. There is a connection between him and Tennessee, and that connection is Kevin Simon. Kevin Simon was on that De La Salle football team there back in the early 2000s, and that's when De La Salle was literally winning 30, 40, 50 games in a row and winning national championships. It was just unreal powerhouse there, De La Salle. Still a really good football program. But Henry goes to that school, and he is ranked as one of the best linebackers in the country.
According to 247, being primarily recruited by Brian Niedermeyer.
Yes.
Tennessee.
But I'm pretty sure that – the connection, the strong connection is between him and Kevin Simon.
I would hope Kevin Simon is involved.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Makes a ton of sense.
So they're able to talk. They can communicate back and forth. If you are a recruit, you can talk to really anybody on the staff as long as you are over a certain year in high school. So you don't have to just talk to your position coach or your recruiting coach, you can talk to anyone in the staff. And that's why the support staff guys are very, very important. I remember when Anthony Parker was here as a grad assistant, his relationship with Eric Berry and the Berries helped Tennessee get the Berry twins. And it wasn't always a done deal that those twins were coming to Tennessee. And Anthony Parker really, really helped with that, just like Anthony Parker helped with Preston Williams, who went to the same high school as him and Chris Scott there at Lovejoy High School in Georgia. But anyways, Henry To'oto'o, 6'2", 210. He's rated as a, he's a five-star, but he is a linebacker that Tennessee wants in a huge way. And for Tennessee to be able to get a visit from him coming over from California is really huge. Now, I'll be naive to think he has a top five here, which includes Alabama, California, Tennessee, UCLA, and USC. Three of these teams are on the West Coast. Two of these teams are in the South in the SEC, and Tuscaloosa is about 4 hours and 15 minutes away from here. I would be very shocked if he does not pay a visit to Alabama while he's here. I mean, I would if I was him, if I was making a trip like that. Keep your eyes on him. He's a really, 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 really good player. And
he's a huge addition.
He is.
If they track
him down. I'm pretty sure he's very high on the recruiting board for Tennessee. I wish we had another hour. Time just ran out. Just ran out on us. We'll be back Monday, same time. We hope you have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Please, please go back and listen to the podcast and just made a couple calls to action. Calls to action. Go back, take a listen, and challenge yourself to try to do some of those things for Father's Day. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burrs, I am Jason Swain. Swain Events fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Peace and love. We're out.